Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have the privilege of having Bryn Durham back with us this evening. We've got a very busy show because we do have 11 people in the caucus. We will try to reach you all. It's going to be a bit difficult for an hour show to reach 11 people, but we'll do our very best. So on average, 7 minutes per caller. We're going to bring Bryn straight online here, if I can find him, because he is in the caucus somewhere. And here he is, look. Okay.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
There he is, look. Okay, so we're going to go straight in then, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
But,
all right, Ken.
Can I ask, before we do go live, to give our prayers out for my daughter. 2 seconds before we actually went live, I got a message from my daughter telling her that she's got COVID. So please, please.
Send my healing prayers to your daughter. My healing life.
So she's saying that she feels like shite and feels like she's been hit by a ball.
Okay.
Yeah, I can just imagine it. Right. Okay. Line one then. Holly.
Yay.
Hey, Holly.
How are you?
I'm okay. Not too bad. How are you? Happy New Year to you.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Let me get you off speaker.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So what would you like today?
I guess work, because my boss keep asking me to lie. Yes, at like a court case, and then at one of the property owners, and I didn't, and she's mad, I guess.
And you want to know where you are in your job, like what's going to happen or something?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, let's see. All right, Holly, let's see. How long is Holly going to be? Let me put this way. If I had to say, you know, Holly, are in jeopardy of losing your job.
I am?
No, I'm saying if I were to say you, Holly, were in jeopardy of losing your job, I'm not feeling that. Let me just get a little closer. Okay, is Holly going to lose her job? I don't feel you're going to lose your job. I feel, let's see, okay, what's going to happen with Holly's job right now? I feel things are going to settle down between you and your boss. If I were to say your boss is going to stay angry at you, you know, because you didn't tell a story, I feel that, you know, it's almost like there's going to be, you know, where she is now with it, or the boss now is now with it, is that she feels dismayed. But if I were to say she's going to hold on to this anger towards you, I don't feel so. I feel things smoothing out in a positive direction, that things are going to move forward in your job. There might be a little tension for a while, or maybe some talk, you know, a talk between you and her. But I don't feel that it's going to put you in any dire straits in your job. That's what I'm picking up.
And what about her? Is she, how long is she going to be with the company? Because she's a big problem, not just this one incident.
Okay, and what's her name?
Deborah.
How long is Deborah going to be with the company? When I look and see how long Deborah's going to be with the company, it feels if I were to say Deborah's going to be with this company for the rest of this year, I feel I'm getting within the ninth month, around the ninth month, something is going to switch her to another company. I feel, if I were to say she's going to be working the whole year in this company, no, but I feel the eighth or ninth month, like August, September, there's a change for her. When I look at Deborah's future with the company, I feel that it's minimal. It's temporary. I don't feel her going into 2023 with the company for sure. Yeah. So something before then.
Then my maintenance man, you know, I've told her so many times the really terrible things he's doing, and she just won't fire him. Like, how long is he going to be here?
How long is the maintenance man going to be in the
company? Name is Jerry.
How long is Jerry in the maintenance man going to be in the company? When I look at Jerry's extent in the company, I feel that, when is Jerry going to be leaving the company? It could be around a similar time frame, I feel, for some reason. Is Jerry going to be leaving the company in 2022? Yeah, and then there is some possibility in March, too, in March for Jerry. I feel that there's two windows of a possibility where he's going to exit, I feel. That's the sense I get. But with both of them, I don't feel they're going to run the whole extent of this year, you know. I feel Jerry actually a little sooner than Deborah, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah. Jerry actually does feel a little sooner, so it could be that March window, I feel, yeah. But, between you and the boss, I feel... it's gonna smooth out,
Well, she's telling me to lie and cover her butt. It's just not nice.
It's probably very uncomfortable to work around people like that, for sure.
Anything on the new man? I know I asked you before, but we'll just check in on the new man.
There's a new man front, a new man back. is there any relationship coming up for Holly? Any relationship? Wait a minute. I'm just going to finish this. If I say, I do feel a new relationship coming for you in... is it March, April? It feels like around September, that's what I feel around September this year. If I just say any sooner, I'm not feeling that, but, you know, nothing is written in stone. That's something that I'm picking up. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
Holly,
take care. Good talking with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Right, thanks, Holly. Right, my wife is trying to desperately phone my daughter at the moment. She's not answering, so she may have gone to hospital, I don't know. Oh, dear. Never rise, but it pours. Okay, let's see where we're going. Joanna.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Oh, hey, Joanna. Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Thank you. Good. I just have one question. My ex and I had a very traumatic breakup in September, and I found out I'm still living in our apartment. We were living together, and I found out a few weeks ago, that he's going to be moving back to the very same apartment. And I don't know if there's going to be any issues or he's going to try a reconciliation, or I don't know the purpose of. So if you could see anything with that.
So he's coming back to where you're living, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and what's his name, Joanna?
Cody.
Cody, all right. Okay, Cody is moving back to Jasper. What's good? Does Cody want to reconcile with Joanna? When I look at Cody's intentions in moving back to the apartment, I feel, let's see, what are Cody's intentions in moving back to the apartment? I do feel a sense of wanting to reconcile, to smooth things out.
Okay.
In terms of that, when I look at the motivation for Cody to be planning to to move back to the apartment, I feel that I get he wants to reconcile, redo. That's the kind of energy I feel from him.
I'm sorry, Bryn. We would be in two separate apartments when he does do that. So, right. I thought that might be his motivation, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah. I feel that if I were to say that was the main driving force behind him wanting to come back to the apartment complex, I do feel that. I do feel he misses you. I get a sense that he... when I look at Cody's feelings, towards you, Joanna, I feel that he wants some forgiveness. He's sorry. I'm getting that energy from him, like surrounding him. When I look at what's surrounding Cody at this time, I feel a lot of loss around him. The feeling of loss, you know, which is connected with this. So yeah, it all kind of adds up, you know.
Yes.
I feel. In terms of reconciliation and all that, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bless you.
Yeah, bless you too, Joanna. Have a good year.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Joanna. Okay. Now, as I said, we've got 11 people in the cookie. We will try and reach you all. I don't know how that's going to pan out, but we'll do our best. Okay. Yvonne.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you? Happy New Year.
Good, how are you? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering, do you do general readings by chance?
Yeah, I can do that.
The messages you receive?
I can do that, and, you know, if it's, you know, gets too... ungeneral, I'll ask for a specific question, but I'll start with some messages. See what's going on with you. So Yvonne, right? Yvonne?
Yes, E-V-O-N.
Okay.
Yes.
Yvonne, okay. Okay, Yvonne. Let's see. So what's surrounding Yvonne? You know, it's interesting. I feel I get a need for you to... it's like I get shelter. I don't know why. I feel that there's a. It seems like you might be in a time of going inward, of like doing some inner work for yourself, like meditation, strengthening
mm-hmm.
your inner voice, like strengthening your connection to your inner voice. It feels like to me. Is what's going on at the moment. I feel, I do feel that, Yvonne, there's a lot of guides around you. And they're also saying, now, do you do any kind of, you know, it doesn't need to be professional, but do you do any kind of singing or humming or music, that kind of thing? Because they want you to do some kind of vocal work because it will help to open things up, I'm hearing.
For like, singing?
Or I don't know if it's toning or singing or listening to music or dancing, but it has to do with sound. Do you use music a lot?
I sing a lot, but I don't want to do it professionally. I don't think I'm that good.
Well, no. I'm not saying professionally.
Oh.
No. I'm feeling that the singing that you do for yourself, for your own pleasure, is an important spiritual exercise, actually, that helps you to, to open up. Well, you know, there's the throat chakra, there's the heart, and the tones of the voice help to open up the system. So what your guides are telling me is to use music and sound as a way of also getting in touch with the inner self, you know, expressing the inner self. Yeah, definitely not, I'm not saying professional, but just
because when I sing, it feels like it helps me actually spiritually. It's funny you say that.
Yeah, well, that's why I heard it. And I feel this is part of your, excuse me, your journey at the moment. Let me see what else is surrounding you. Let's see, what else? What's surrounding you? What else is surrounding you, Yvonne, is a lot of work. Also, the guides are helping you do a lot of work on the inner child part of you, like working on some of the past experiences of when you're a young girl, and it's interesting. The sound is connected with that because it helps to kind of unearth those issues a bit, you know. And so that's another thing that's going on with you. I feel like when I look at Yvonne in 2022, I feel that you're moving forward in a lot of ways. At the moment, like maybe January, February, March, let's see, where is Yvonne in March? I feel you're really in an inward journey from January to March, and then I feel like around April where Yvonne is, I feel a lot of writing coming out, like to do some writing, maybe writing in a journal, doing that kind of thing. Thoughts and feelings is important. That's really something that's going to help you. It's interesting because so far it's all about, you know, working on self-knowledge and the inner self. And I do feel, you know, on a material basis, like, okay, how are Yvonne's finances going to be in 2022? I actually feel an upswing in your finances in April, actually starting near the end of March. And April, things get better financially speaking. And let's see, May finances for Yvonne. I get fruitfulness, like fruition, fruitful period for you in May. And June for Yvonne, let's see, where is Yvonne in June of this year? It feels like June is a time of some relaxation and sort of laying back and looking at what's ahead for you. It's almost like you're going to see, plan what's ahead for you in your life, it seems to me.
I got two quick questions.
Yeah, sure.
Before you go. Do you see me finding an apartment that I'm looking for? I'm looking for them to move. Do you see me, if you do, which month?
Okay. I get around April in terms of an apartment for you this year, Yvonne. Okay. Fair to say Yvonne is going to find an apartment in 2022. I do feel so. I feel May as a time for that. It seems that's when that comes into view. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for the reading.
Oh, you're welcome, Yvonne. Take care. Yeah. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you, Yvonne. Let's see. We got a gentleman now. Vince.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. What's your name, sir? I forgot.
My name is Vince. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Vince. Yeah, I'm in New York City, too.
Yeah.
How can I help you, Vince? Good to hear you. Yeah.
Good to hear you. Well, I want to find out a couple of things. I was wrong. I was wrongfully suspended from my job that I worked as a temp, trying to get full time back in mid October, and then November. Right after the week after Thanksgiving, my manager called me and said that after their investigation, they found me guilty and I was terminated. And it's like still eating me up inside because I didn't do anything wrong. And I even told him that I'd be willing to take a lie detector test and even sign an affidavit. Anyway, so bottom line is they fired me. I'm reaching out right now to corporate. But while I'm waiting for them, I applied for three different jobs, two of them from the same company, but in one is in Saratoga Springs, and then the other one is in Pittston, PA. It's the same company, and it's the competitor of the company that I just got fired from. And then I also applied at a Coca-Cola plant in Connecticut. So I'm wondering if you see one of these three jobs come through, because I got a call from PA company, and I think they're going to set up some kind of interview with me. And then I also got a phone call from the Coke plant, too.
All right, let's see if it's any of these three. All right.
Yeah.
Saratoga Springs job, the Pittsburgh PA job, and the Coca-Cola plant.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so hold on.
The company is called Ball Corporation.
Which one is that?
There are two different locations, and then
Saratoga Springs and the Pittsburgh, PA, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, same company, and then there's the Coca-Cola company. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Let's see, Vince working in Saratoga Springs, working in Pittsburgh, PA. Let's see, Vince working in the I don't see Coca-Cola. The one I do get is, if I were to say it's the Saratoga Springs one, the Pittsburgh PA one. I feel there's more energy with the Pittsburgh one is what I'm getting. I think Saratoga Springs would be second place, and third would be, the Coca-Cola plant. I feel the most possibility with the Pittsburgh PA plant. If I were to, let me put it this way, Vince, if I were to say in 2022, do I see Vince getting new employment? Yes, I do. Let me just see when this is. So let me get just an approximate timeline. When will Vince be working again in 2022? Well, Vince got a job in 2022. So I see something coming up in, I want to say the beginning of March. If I were to say it's in February, not yet, and it just keeps moving to March, I feel something happening in the employment area. It could be the end of February into March. It feels like there's some activity in the last week of February into March in terms of employment for you. So I do feel you're going to have a position, and it feels like to me that the Pittsburgh PA one of that company is the strongest one that I'm feeling.
Yeah. It's Pittston, Philadelphia. But, and that's funny because when the Pittston plant called me, it was in the middle of November, and they said they were looking to bring people in in around March, and then and then just 2 weeks ago I got the call from the plant in Saratoga Springs, so I'm waiting to hear from them too. So but I'm just really living on the edge right now because I do have a job, but it's like it doesn't pay well right now, and they cut our hours. Like I'm barely getting like 30 hours a week because Christmas rush is over. And I've got car payment, I've got rent to pay, I've got bills, and then I got to try and take care of my wife who can't work. So it's like, you know, and unless I get something really quick, I may lose my car and everything. So that's what I'm really worried about. And these jobs pay really well. So.
Right. Yeah, if I were to say, you know, the job you're going to get, Vince, is going to be a good paying job, it'll really greatly benefit you financially. I feel this job that's coming up for you, you'll be able to really breathe better after you get this work, I feel. I just feel, you know, kind of new lease on for yourself, lease on, you know, financial life and, you know, life being a little easier for you for sure. Yeah, I feel between now and, say, the end of February, finances for you, I feel it'll be steady. I feel you'll make it through. You'll make it through the car payments, I feel, is what's coming up. So, yeah, there's some good things ahead. So you know, keep your spirits up as the best you can, I feel. You know, maybe salt water baths or salt water shower, you know, with sea salt is good to, to cleanse your energy field.
Okay. So. And one more quick question. I wrote a book a while ago, and I finally found a publisher that I sent it to in New York, and they did contact me, and this was about 3 months ago. They said they're going to be looking at it, but it's going to take a while, so don't expect to hear from us till about March.
Okay.
And the book is kind of like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movies Goodfellas and the Casino. It's kind of falls into that category. And I'm wondering if they're going to go ahead and help me publish it. I've got some rewrites to do on it, but.
All right. Let's see. Well, Vince's book published. If I were to say this company is going to publish your book, I feel possibly. I'm not sure. They might. They're holding on to it. If I say they're going to really start looking at it soon, I feel. They will, but I'm not sure if this is the company that's going to publish it. I do feel your book going to get published, but I'm not sure that this is the one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. And I hope that your daughter is really well and gets through this COVID thing. It's a horrible thing to go through.
Oh, yeah. That's Ken's daughter. Yeah, Ken's daughter.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That's who I was referring to.
Oh, okay, sure.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care of Ken, Vince. Yeah.
You too.
Thank you, Vin. Okay. But my wife is, you know, because she can get hypos, and she's really bad at the minute with worry. So if I have to go early, ladies and gents, then I've got to take care of my wife. So she's really worried at the minute. Okay, let's see where we are. Carolyn.
Oh, yippee. You got your fan club. I swear to God, I was afraid I wasn't going to get in, and I called 15 minutes before. So prayers to Ken's daughter. Prayers to Ken's daughter, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And, thank you. I wanted to ask, do you see any changes?
I know that's kind of a general. I'm here in a new location. I'm kind of loving it, and there's some things, downsides, of course, to my personal likings and dislikings of the area. Has nothing to do with people. It's just circumstantial. But do you see any changes coming, please, within the next period of time, however you can pick up?
Changes in any area of your life?
Well, you know, I'm meeting more people that I really adore and like and hanging out with and that kind of stuff. But it's, they're all new. They're all new, and they're all and it's great. You know, it's great. But I wouldn't mind having a personal, like a one-on-one friend.
Friend.
You know, maybe
like
a guy.
Like a friend. Yeah.
Go coffee.
Like a, okay, like a guy, yeah. Like a go on a date and have a relationship, right? Okay.
Yeah,
right,
I mean, not to start off really fast and quick on that, but, you know, just you know, conversation and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. There, all right, Carolyn, let's see. When I look at like a one-on-one relationship with a man for you, I feel that, let's see, is that coming in this year, guys? I feel I'm getting the sense of June as a time for that. There could be a little activity in April, but I feel, let's say April and June, I feel that those have the potential for like a close relationship, like a friendship, forming a friendship with a man, and I feel, if I were to say, okay, is there a relationship, is there a partnership, a relationship coming up for Carolyn this year? Yeah, I keep going to June, June as a starting off point for that. Carolyn, I do feel there's somebody there that you're going to meet. I do feel between now and June, in terms of your social life, Carolyn, if I were to say it was going to increase, I do feel there's some kind of functions or events you're going to go to. I do feel that you're on the right track for that, and like the one-on-one, I do feel something is happening in June in that area of your life. When I look at what's surrounding you, Carolyn, let's see, what is surrounding you? What's surrounding Carolyn at this time? I really like what's surrounding you because what I see is you're radiating a lot of love. And I want to say opening up to things. It's like there's a willingness in you to move forward and to open up to, you know, loving relationships, whether they be just for friendships and or deeper. But I do feel, what you know, when I look at more of what's surrounding you, Carolyn, I feel that there's a lot of good energy moving in you, and it's kind of opening your heart. And I feel as the year goes on for you, Carolyn, what kind of year is 2022 going to be for Carolyn? I feel it's almost like they're telling me like a new version of yourself is coming through, like shedding a lot of old structures and old beliefs, and almost like instead of growing older, growing younger, you know, growing kind of youthful energy coming back that might have been trapped by certain things. So I feel 2022 is kind of it's like a newer version of you coming into focus. That's what I feel. So that kind of goes along with the
That you're so psychic. You're so psychic because I'm, I'm doing things that are new kinds of reading, new kinds of people hanging out with, and they're all, we all share that same similar interest in that, what you just touched on. You're very psychic. And, the other thing that I wanted to ask you about, I know I'm a manifester, but I'm going to pour my energy into making this happen. But if it doesn't happen, I have to let it go. I left 5.5 hours away. I left a beat-up old truck that I love, I adore. And I have no idea what condition it's in now, but because it has kind of sad, I'm sure. I want to bring it up to where I'm at because it just enhances my what's going on with me. It creates opportunities for me to do things that I like to do. And do you? So I think what that's going to involve is me trying to find someone. That's what I've been trying to do off and on for the past few weeks, is trying to find someone that I can have drive it up with me in case it breaks and, you know, that kind of thing.
Good. So let me see that. Okay. Is Carolyn going to find someone to retrieve her dog? I feel the answer is yes. I do feel you, Carolyn, will find somebody to help you drive the truck up to where you live now. I feel that I'm getting the word soon. It's coming. I want to say by the end of this month, into the maybe first week of February, it feels like somebody's coming in to help you get to the truck to help you drive it up. It feels it's like on the horizon, you know. So it's kind of soon. I get the word two, so it could be 2 weeks. It doesn't feel too far into the year. That's what I feel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brad. Yeah. Thank you. You stole my heart. You made my heart when you said that. I'm so happy. That makes me so happy because that would make me very happy. I can. Prayers to you and your family and your daughter. And, Bren, thank you so much. You're a nurse angel.
Happy
thank
New
you.
Year. It's nice to hear you.
Happy New Year, dear.
Take care.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Right. We're about halfway through then, ladies and gents. It might look as though we're not going to reach you all this evening, and I do apologise. We're on line 6 out of 12. So, Tim.
Hi. Hello.
Hello? Yes, how you doing?
Oh, hi.
Tim calling from New York. How's it going,
hi, Brent? Tim. How you doing? Good. How can I help you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I've been working on using the law of attraction, trying to bring some new things in with the new year. I guess I'm trying to go and be from a non-deliberate creator to a deliberate creator to bring in some things in. Curious if you had any tips or if Spirit had any, saw anything coming in the future, opening up.
I can hardly hear what you're saying. So these are new what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so I'm sorry. I'm just working on trying to bring in new opportunities or a new job.
Oh, okay.
I've just been asking
opportunities coming your way. Okay. So let's see what's coming up for Tim. Any new job coming? When I look in this year for you, Tim, in terms of opportunities, I feel that April is a time for things coming into you. It feels like right now you're in a good position to kind of put the message out. And
okay.
I feel around like April of this year, that things start moving in a more kind of manifesting direction. I do, if I were to say, okay, is in this year is Tim going to get a new job? I feel that there will be a lot of opportunities. I feel that you're a creative guy, you're a creative man, and I get a sense that you're more destined to create some kind of job for yourself or have some kind of work for yourself in some way. I'm not quite sure what that is, but it feels like it's almost like I don't feel you're meant to work for others ultimately. I do feel you might partner up with somebody at some point to create something in terms of a type of job or business. But I do feel, when I look at Tim in 2022, I feel a lot of action in April. I feel it seems like, you know, things might start churning more in that direction, like the last week of March. February for Tim, I feel it's kind of like going through the motions, but, you know, end of February into March, it feels there's a little glimmer of a light at the end of the tunnel, and I feel that, you know, mid-March into April, things start really accelerating for you. I feel the vision, your vision gets clearer for you in April, and, you know, and that extends into the rest of the year. So I feel 2022 is good, and, yeah, there are new opportunities, but it seems like it starts in April, you know, and but there is a lot of creativity. Let's see what's surrounding you in a minute. What is surrounding Tim? You know, it's interesting, Tim. What's surrounding you? I feel there's a lot of angelic energy around you. There's a lot of connection with the angelic realm, I got to say. And I feel there are inspirations that I don't know if you get inspired commonly, but there are inspirations wanting to come through, and I feel that they will come through. This is like a planning stage in your life at this time. But like I said, April is like a kind of moving in action for it. But it's interesting, you know, when I said what's surrounding Tim, I got a lot of angelic voices. You have a connection to that realm, and I think you might have a lot of spiritual connection and abilities that you might like and look into, like maybe for automatic writing or reading auras. I can kind of see you. I don't know if you're interested in the metaphysical, but I feel that
very
there's
interested.
Some...
I've always been told that okay. Abilities. So I've just been trying to buckle down and meditate and hope they open up for me.
Yeah, the meditation is going to be important for you because there's some voices that want to kind of channel through you, I feel. I feel like you have a channeling ability. It's definitely a part of you that I would say look into that can help you in many areas of your life, even in practical areas, and if you so choose, help others. But I feel the automatic writing and opening up the voice, I see, I kind of get toning would be good too, toning for the throat to open. Like different tones, like or om, you know, and the meditation is important. But yeah, I do feel that you have some special abilities there, Tim. So yeah, definitely. And I feel this year is going to be good. It really starts moving end of March into April. I feel that things move ahead. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so very much. I will keep meditating and working. Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tim. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have to take care.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. Tim's gone there. Okay, right. As I say, we're more than halfway through. We've got two minutes of live air, ladies and gents. Now, it really depends on Bryn if we go over the clock, but I'll say we'll get as many as we can. Okay, let's see where we're going. D.
Hello.
It's again. Hi, Bryn.
Oh, hi,
how are
D.
You?
Hi, how are you? Good to hear you again. Yeah. How's it going? I can't hear you. What did you say?
The gendered message is coming.
Okay. Any messages? Let's see. Okay, Deep. Any messages for Deep? The first thing I get for you, Deep, the first message I get for you, Deep, is... I feel a closeness with your son or needing to be close to your son. I feel whether you have been or you're planning to, I feel it's a good time to either reconnect more or just intensify the connection between you and your son. When I look at what's surrounding you deep, let's see, what's surrounding you? What's surrounding deep? I feel this, you're coming upon or you are upon making some decisions about different things. I feel a lot of decisions you're trying to come to a decisive moment about. When I look at, let's see, what else? Okay, what is running deep? Okay, what I hear saying is they want you to write down your objectives of what you feel is important to pursue. It's almost like I feel you have some good ideas, and they want the guides want you to prioritize what it is that you feel is a priority for you, because getting it on paper is important because it'll take it out of the mind and help you to structure things better. But I do feel, you know, if I were to say there's anything else surrounding it at the time, deep, I feel, let's see, what else is surrounding deep? Yeah, and I'm just hearing move with the changes, because some changes are coming up in terms of you're almost like coming to a fork in the road, I'd say, around probably March, April time. There's a fork in the road where you, I don't know what it is about, but it's like a, do I, you know, do I go this way or that way? But you will pick the right direction. But the main message I feel, if there was any more messages between, you know, having to do with you and your son, I feel, let's see, what other message for Dave? I feel your son, once again, they're going to give me to your son. I feel he wants more communication with you, Deep. Yeah, I feel your son wants more communication. Yeah. Do you have anything else? Any other questions?
Yeah, do you see me seeing my son? I've not seen him for over 7 months now.
So you haven't seen your son. Okay, yeah. I feel if I were to say, okay, is Deep going to see his son in January? Deep seeing his son in February. It feels like around the end of February into March, I feel you seeing your son. I feel around last week of February into the first half of March is when you see your son. I wish it was sooner, but and with that said, you know, timelines are very fluid. But I feel so far I'm sensing March is when you're going to see your son. If I were to say, okay, will Deep see his son in 2022? Yes, more than once, I feel. I do feel that you have a strong connection to your son, and he does desire to see you, and I keep getting March as a very important time for that. That's what I'm seeing at this time. Yeah.
Living with me some percentage of the time.
I can't hear you. Can you speak up a bit? I can't hear you.
Do you see him living with me some percentage of the time?
Yeah.
March,
do I see him live? Do I see him living with you eventually? Right. Is that it? Yeah. Okay. Let's see. If I were to say eventually that you, Deep, your son is going to be living with you eventually, Deep, I feel that it's more like off and on. I feel extended periods. If I were to say ultimately completely that your son is going to ultimately end up living with you, for the extent of life, I feel that... that might come, but it seems distant in the future. But I feel before then, it's extended periods of time where he'll be with you. That's the sense I get. There'll be kind of gaps in between, I hate to say, you know.
He likes the people less.
The what?
Would it be like 50% of the time or less?
I would say, you know, it would be extended period of the time. Yeah, that he would be living with you. I feel like maybe month, 2 months, something like that, or a couple more months, you know, 3 months. I feel that he desires more contact. But is it your wife that is taking care of him? Is that it? Yeah, right. I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel ultimately, like in the distant future, will your son be living with you? I feel that there might be a transfer at some point. I do feel, but I don't know when that is exactly. Yeah, but it seems kind of distant, to be honest with you. You know,
okay. The
ultimate living situation. Yeah.
Do you see him doing well health-wise?
The what?
Do you see him doing well health-wise? Because I don't see him going to school long.
What's his name?
Jay.
Okay. I feel when I look at Jay's health right now, when I look at your son's health right now, I feel that there's improvement coming. If I were to say how Jay's health is right now, I feel that it's up and down for him. I feel that when I look at Jay's health in 2022, I feel that I feel near. Closer to late summer, early fall, or like around August, I feel there's going to be a good turning point for your son's health. That's what I'm saying. I see before then his health is going to be okay. It'd be kind of up and down. If I were to say, you know, I can't play doctor here, but if I were to say, okay, what does... you know, Jay, what does Deep Sun need for his health? I feel less dairy. I don't know if he's into dairy, but I feel he needs to have less dairy in his diet. I'm not sure. That's the first thing that comes up.
Thank you.
Okay, Deep. Take care. Have a good one.
Okay, right. Thank you, Dave. Right, now we've got time for one more live call, and then we've got four more people after that in the queue. And if Bryn wants to do those four, we will. If not, then you'll have to come back next show. Okay, right. Queen.
Hello?
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
This is Queen.
Oh, Queen.
Queen.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Queen. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Hi.
How are you? Hi there. Okay.
Wonderful. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I have a validation for you.
Yeah.
The last time I spoke to you, I had asked. I was doing an art show, and you had told me how many sales I was going to make. Well, I guess you were absolutely correct. When I counted them up, I thought about you. With that, that's what I said. With that said, I send energy to Ken's family.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
I also, if Ken, are you there? Well, if he had been there, I was
going
to
I'm here.
take the next caller. I'll catch you all later. Thank you.
Oh, okay, Queen.
You're all right, yeah? Ah, okay.
Oh.
Right.
Such a nice lady.
We'll do that then. Okay, thank you, Queen. Right, let me see then. Right, so Suzanne.
Oh, great, I'm glad that I got on. My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi.
And my question is, I met a nice man named Bill. We've just been talking to him online. We're supposed to maybe meet next Friday. How do you see that going? I'm looking for a lasting relationship.
Okay, let's see. So, Suzanne and Bill. Okay, so when I put you, when I put you, Suzanne, and Bill into the future together, I feel, I get a nice relationship. If I were to say the relationship between Suzanne and Bill is going to turn into a romance, I feel, I want to be honest, I'm not seeing that at the moment. I see a good friendship. I'm not, you know, telling anybody what to do, but I do feel it's good to go forward with this, but I'm not seeing it as a long-term relationship in terms of romance between Suzanne and Bill. I do feel there definitely is compatibility when I look at Bill's intentions towards you. Let's see that, Suzanne. Okay, what are Bill's intentions towards you? He's interested in communicating with you. I do feel he wants to move forward in getting to know you. When I look at Bill's feelings towards you, how does Bill feel towards Suzanne? I just feel an interest right now. I do feel you will have a friendship. I'm not sure about the romance part. I'm not getting a strong thing about that, but, you know, there's nothing written in stone. I'm just looking at it as I see it at this moment, the potentials. But that's how I see it at this time, Suzanne. Yeah.
Oh, will I be meeting anyone then? Or?
Yeah, let's see. Will Suzanne be meeting anybody for a relationship? So when I look at 2022 for relationships for you, Suzanne, I feel that I'm looking at the summertime around June, July as I feel an energy coming there for a relationship.
Before then, that's far away.
Well, I'm just telling you what I see. I can only tell you what I see, you know, and I hope it's sooner, but I'm just telling you what I'm picking up. And I feel that before then, you definitely have, you know, social time. But in terms of a relationship that was what you're looking for, I'm looking at around June, July time, yeah, for that, yeah.
Then real quick about work, I'm working now, but I applied for a different school last week. I applied online for food service at a school nearby in the cafeteria, and then I applied for packaging and like in a warehouse kind of thing. Do you see any of those coming up?
Okay, so one is packaging, one is food service, right? Okay.
One is a school teacher aide where I used to work. I work now as a teacher aide, but it doesn't pay enough. So one was a teacher aide I applied last week. One I just applied for packaging, but the interview isn't until the 31st. And then I just applied for a school cafeteria food service today for a school nearby. So those three.
I feel this food cafeteria job looks good to me. That's what I'm hearing, yeah.
When do you think I'll hear? They put the ad in today.
Okay, when will Suzanne hear about the school cafeteria job? I'm seeing within a two-week period of time. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I think you're hiring in 2 weeks, so I don't know if they'll call before then or...
Well, it's I said within, so it's within
okay.
That period of time. Yeah, yep.
Maybe tomorrow or next week, you never know.
You never know, yeah, for sure. You know, if I were to say you're going to get a job this year, for sure you will. Yeah, this something's coming. Yeah, within the month. Yeah, within a couple of weeks. Yeah.
And real quick, do you see anything else I should know?
Let's see. Anything else? Let's see. Any messages for Suzanne? Yeah, when I look at what's surrounding you, Suzanne, I feel that a lot, actually, finances look, some good finances are coming to you. I feel finances around you are going to increase this year. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, it looks like a good financial picture for you this year. That's something.
Well, maybe the food service pays more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I get better because I just got COVID, so I'm hoping I get better.
Sorry. Yeah, no, you definitely will. Just, you know, take a lot of fluid and, you know, Tylenol helps a lot and rest.
Yeah, I'm
going to
take some Tylenol now and some water.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Suzanne. I'm
so how many
a lot
do
of
we have?
We've got Queen still here, and Cindy's the only one that stayed with us. So we'll go back.
I'll take whoever's left. I'll take whoever's left.
Okay. So shall we go back to Queen first, then? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll go back to Queen, and then Cindy will be our last call.
Well, that was an unexpected blessing, but I'm grateful.
Hey,
whatever you get, but I'm
all right.
But I'm also interested in. I'm getting ready to apply for a fellowship from the Arts Council for a writing grant, and whatever you get around that as well.
All right, so a fellowship for a writing grant, right? Is that it? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, let's see. Well, Queen got the fellowship for a writing grant. I'm getting that it will come through. I feel, so you're applying for a fellowship to get a writing grant, right? That's it. Okay. So let's see, let me look at that a little closer. Well, Queen got the fellowship for writing grant. I get a yes, I get a positive on that as I look at it again. I'm feeling good about that.
Mm.
It seems very clear to me. So, yeah, I do feel positive about that, Queen. Yeah, for sure. And then let's
Thank
just see
you.
What else I pick up. I'll see what else I pick up here. Let's see. You know, it's funny. I get two things. I don't know how they're connected, but I get laughter and being by the water. I just feel like I feel that there's a need for some comedy in your life or some kind of laughter, and I do feel you have a good spirit, but it's like I feel there's some something about laughter for you, or go to like something that's funny, like the guides want you to go to like a funny event, something like that. I just feel also, and I think I've gotten this before, just going by a body of water, it feels like there's something that is very therapeutic for you, that you attune to the water very easily, and it kind of gets you moving in a very flowing, it really helps you to flow, I feel, just kind of observing and being around the energy of water. And let's see what's surrounding Queen here. What's surrounding Queen at this time? When I look at what's surrounding you, Queen, I feel that they're just stating to me. It's a statement. It's a compliment. They're stating that you're a person with a lot of depth and inner resources. That you have, you have a lot of inner resources and depth. It's a person I'm looking at that has a depth of great care and wisdom and good heart. I feel, you know, that's it's a kind of more of a statement of what's surrounding you, of a type of person that you are. So, yes, and let's see, any messages? Let's see, any messages for Queen? If I were to say there's a message for you, let's see, is there a message for you? They keep mentioning to keep channeling your information, you know, channeling the writing. It's the channeling ability that you have. So they just say keep the channels open keep moving in the channeling direction. It seems like that's probably going to increase more this year. As you know, everybody's growing more spiritually, and I feel the spiritual energy that's coming onto the earth is making people more aware of their abilities, and it's just this, it seems channeling comes up strong with you. That's what I feel. Yeah. So,
I thank you. I woke up the other morning and I was listening to comedy and I laughed out loud so much that I knew I was supposed to do a YouTube video about the power of laughter. Right on. And I'm planning to go to Florida in February for a gathering. And that, of course, that's the water. So
yeah,
I thank you so much.
You're welcome, Queen. Thank you for the confirmation. I love talking with you. You're such a beautiful lady. Take care. Yeah.
Oh, namaste. Same to you.
Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you, Queen. And thank you for staying with us. Right then. Cindy has been very patient. Cindy.
Yeah. Cindy.
Hi. Hi, Bryn. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Cindy. Hi. Good to hear you.
Hi.
I'm glad I stayed on.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you did, too. Before you get started, I wanted to mention really quickly to Ken. I know he's listening.
Yes.
I have recently had several family members that had COVID, some that were hospitalized and very, very severe. And they all got their hands on the ivermectin treatment.
Hmm.
And it's very inexpensive. And I know some doctors will give it out and some not, but it works very, very quickly. Even if it's advanced stages of COVID, they'll start seeing a result in 24 hours. And 48, they're massively better, even if it's gone to pneumonia already. So if his daughter can speak to her doctor and get her hands on that, it works very,
yeah,
very quickly.
I agree with you.
So I just wanted to mention that from firsthand experience.
Yeah.
Okay, Bryn. I have two questions. Briefly, the first one that's most important to me right now is my finances, and
okay.
I have a new business that I've started, and I'm working on creating my inventory because I want to go to a couple of events that are coming up to start marketing that inventory and getting it cash. I had an investor that didn't have all of the money up front, but they wanted to be a part of it. And so I've gotten some sporadic draws on that money, and they're supposed to be getting some more. Like I said, I was wondering if you can see a time frame when I'll get that next draw, because I have an event next week I needed to go to that I thought would be a good kickoff place to market the product. And the labels for the product
wondering when the next payment or the deposit.
Right. And I'll get some more funds in from the investor.
Okay.
Right. So,
all right. Let's see. All right. So, Cindy, when is more funds going to Cindy? When is more investment going to Cindy? When I see more funds coming to you, Cindy, I feel that, let's see, when will Cindy be receiving more? I feel something around mid-February as the next deposit coming, I feel.
That's a long way off. I'll have to miss the events then.
Yeah, let's see. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And I've even tried it's marketing and selling some other personal items to get more funding myself to move it along because their investment money
yeah.
is sporadic.
Well, let me look at
that again. Okay.
Let's see. Well, the investors it feels like in a few weeks, it's like 2 weeks. I'm honestly saying within a period of 2 to 3 weeks, that's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had also spoke with another couple about, because they do different investments for
yeah.
different types of businesses, and I was, you know, for a residual income, and I was wondering if you see anything coming from that, if they're...
The couple? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at this couple bringing you investment money, I feel that I do feel a positive on that. If I were to say, okay, are they going to, let's see, is this couple going to invest in? I want to say that they're either looking at it or they want to look at it, and I do feel ultimately I feel that they are interested in investing. This couple, what are their names?
Dan and Maribel.
Maribel. I'm seeing it as a good possibility. I'm seeing it as a possibility. That's what I hear. I don't see it's out of the running. I do feel it's a possibility is what I'm getting at this time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got a good response, but nothing has come back as concrete or a decision, you know.
Okay.
They seemed like they did like it, and they were going to look at what they had to work with investment-wise. Without taking from other.
Yeah, let me ask when you're going to hear back from them. Okay, when will. I feel in about 1.5 weeks, you'll hear from back from them. That's what I hear within that period of time. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's the sense I get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick, the other question I have then is I broke up with someone that was very toxic in the beginning of November, 1st of November. They came back one more time and stirred up some trouble and chaos, but I get a lot of, you know, block calls and hang-up calls and people stopping in front of my house one right after another in certain hours of the day. Gang stalking, games, probably their friends, and I was wondering what you see with that situation. Am I going to hear from that person directly again? Is he going to?
They're
all stopping. They want me to see them stopping in front of the house, and then they go past, turn around, and leave again.
All right, let's
just wondering if you see him showing up. Mark.
Mark. Okay.
Yeah, and if you see any chaos, what he's planning, or if he's even messing. Yeah, he was very jealous of my new business venture that I'm, and was actually trying to steal my formulas and stuff. So
all
I was wondering if he was playing any part in trying to hold that up.
If I were to say, Cindy, you're going to hear from Mark again. I feel that I feel. Let's see, is Cindy going to get in trouble? Is Cindy going to get any trouble from Mark? You know, it's almost like I feel a lot of covert around Mark, covert stuff.
Yeah, he's very, very sneaky. That's why I'm...
No, if I were to say, okay, with this covert operation, is Mark going to succeed in undermining Cindy in any way, shape, or form. I feel that, let's see, will Mark succeed in undermining Cindy in any way, guys? I don't feel he's going to succeed in anything, Cindy. What I'm hearing, though, is to watch your... Yeah, it's almost like... I want to say, and this is coming a minute ago, maybe, I'll finish this, because I want to complete this, is I'm hearing restraining order. There might be at some point a need for a restraining order, because I keep hearing watch your back, watch your back. I don't feel ultimately that there's going to be any success on his part, but I feel there might be at some point down the line, there might be some kind of restraining order condition that might come up in this situation, to be honest with you.
Hmm. So he's not going to show up here in person, but I might – see, I would have a – I'm not sure how I would get a restraining order unless he actually shows up and confronts.
Yeah, well, that might be what happens at some point, because I do feel it's a possible scenario. If I were to say 100% that, you know, Cindy's going to file a restraining order against this man, I feel that it's not 100%. It's a slight possibility, okay? So I feel in the grand scheme of things, ultimately will this guy be able to undermine you in any way, shape, or form? I don't feel so. I feel almost like he's going to just give up at some point, you know.
Okay, but watch my back. You mean in a physical way, watch my back, or with him sabotaging my business?
In terms of the business, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Okay, Cindy, take care.
Thank you very much, Bryn. You're a real blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. And I will listen back to that, Cindy. I didn't catch the name of that, but I will listen back to that. And I know that there's projects out there, but, you know, it's like getting hold of them. It's like, you know, getting hold of the moon and stars. So a big thank you then, Vin, for joining us once again this evening, and thanks for going over with us, because 12 people, ladies and gents, there was 12 people in the call queue, and we got to 10 of those by going over. Two of them actually didn't stay, which is kind of strange. They could have done, but I think, you know, when we set the show for an hour, it really should be an hour, and going over, because we do have that facility, of course, we pay for 2 hours, but currently we're only doing 1 hour, and if the shows actually build up again to where it has been this evening, then we would go back to the 2 hours again. So the shows really need to be in style. So that's a new coin. I'm coining a new phrase for Bryn for this evening, because Bryn has been the best show we've had thus far with 12 callers this evening. So there you go. With the need to go over, look. I think the only other night we went over was with Tina, to my recollection. Okay, so that's it for this one then. Do remember to join me tomorrow evening, where Chris is back with me for his second hour of the week. Thank you.